Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It sure is that time of the show. Kia ora, Alice, how are you?
I'm doing so well. I am currently transitioning my daughter into daycare.
Huge.
So it meant today I blubbered at a bus stop in Titirangi for 30 minutes.
Huge.
So, you know, life is great. and I was looking wistfully into the misty, I was going to say, like, torrents of Titirangi. And now we're here at the studio, which is great.
Lovely.
But I'm not here alone. I'm joined by two fabulous comedians, stand-up comedians. We've got Evie.
Nailed it.
Evie, because this is a thing when you have an Evelyn and Evie and Ev. We've got Evie and Becky who are joining us to talk about their shows in the New Zealand International Comedy Festival, which is on at the moment. Welcome both to the show. So we were having a big yarn out there before, interestingly, just talking about that suburban drift between Wellington and Auckland. But you both have shows in the International Festival here in Auckland. Evie, talk to me about your show. What's the vibe of your show? What's the vibe of your stand-up?
Great question. It's been described many different ways. One was champagne socialist chic, which I quite like.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the thing about my comedy is I worked at Radio New Zealand for 5 years.
Yes.
Where you've got to be neutral. You can't say mean things about the politicians.
Right.
But I was released, and now I've just got heaps to say.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's actually not that political.
And that's interesting because, you know, when you're bringing that stuff to the stage, is there anything in the back of your head saying, I shouldn't say this, I don't want to offend people,
No, I'm sorry. If you want to remove people's rights, I think you're sort of opening. I don't want to say you're asking for her, but, you know.
Do you who is your audience then? Who are the best types of people to sit in front of you while you deliver your vibes?
Do you know what? I did an hour in the Her Festival recently,
yes,
and I said, are there any straight men here tonight? And there weren't. And it was so funny. And we were all, like, everyone, myself included in the audience, were like cracking up. I'm like, I have 5 minutes of material I can't do now.
Yeah.
So the girls, the gays, the theys.
The thems, the theys. Yeah, we love. Tell me, in the actual, like, what's your kind of style of comedy or storytelling? Could you give me kind of a taste of, like, what are you more of a storyteller? Are you a bit of a yarner? Are you a banterer?
I'm doing it all, baby.
Yeah.
It's a lot of yapping. It's a very interactive show.
Oh.
I like to chat to the people.
Oh, cool.
And ask them who they're mad at this week, such as. So that's fun. But it's a lot of yapping. I tell some stories.
Yes.
There's some more questionable material that sometimes lands and sometimes doesn't, but we're working towards it.
Yeah. When that stuff doesn't land, are you then like going back to the writer's table and reworking, or are you going, no, actually this is funny, you're the wrong audience, or are you kind of going, maybe I need to deliver it differently? Like, how does that work for you?
I am completely full of myself, so what usually happens is I then turn on the audience. It has happened,
yes.
It had mixed reviews, but I'm like, no, that was funny.
Yeah.
And then I ask around, I'm like, why wasn't that funny to you? And we just get into it, because at the end of the day, it is funny. Sorry.
I love that, what you're talking about also is this liveness of your work, right? In comedy, you're writing the material. This is a deceptive thing about stand-up, right? It's not just as simple as, like, funny people telling jokes, although actually it is a bit of that too. But you're writing material, you're delivering material in front of a real audience. It's not television. They can see you, you can see them. Do you quite enjoy when the audience is quite live with you?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I got heckled once. It was the best show I ever had.
Yeah.
I have this joke where I'm like, the cost of living crisis has affected us all, but me not so much because I'm pretty. And then this guy goes, no, she's not. And I was like, this is the best night of my life.
You're like, roll up them sleeve girls.
I was like, get up on stage, you're way better than me.
Okay, so what's the name of your show?
The show is with me and the fabulous Liv McKenzie, and
yes,
it's called Evie and Liv Are Hot to Go.
Now, Liv McKenzie, of course, she was a Billy T nominee last year, and Liv is in the. Do you split the hour? How does it work?
Well, you'll have to come and find out. There are some joined bits. You wouldn't know. You'd have to buy a ticket and come see. It's this crazy concept of, like, what if you got a comedian who was well known, successful, on television, Billy T nominated, and I'm also there.
Yes.
It's like, what would happen? Who knows?
Gosh, you're going to have to buy a ticket to see. So you guys are on at
Basement next week,
yes,
from the 14th to the 17th,
yes,
I believe.
Yes.
Maybe the 13th.
Yeah.
Check the website, iTicket. .co.nz.
Yeah, it's a great way to go. I love a double bill as well. Like, you got two comedians on the bill there. And it's kind of, I guess it's kind of nice to have your wing person there as well, yeah, which is great.
When you perform alone and, like, other, like, musicians get this as well, and you probably have it, but it's like you show up alone, you drive, you find your little car park, you go perform alone, oh my God, and then you get off stage alone, and then you get in your car and you drive home. It can be really, really crap.
Yes.
So when your friend's there and you just have a vodka about it, it's a lot nicer. So we mainly did a joint bill so we could hang out.
Look, honestly, and then you've got that person to celebrate or commiserate, depending on how the gig goes, together at the end. I think mostly celebrate, though, right?
Well, me and Liv are both so funny that it's always going to be a celebration.
100%. I can back, hand on heart, say, Becky, you're back from London. London town.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, obviously you're from Aotearoa, but you're over there, based over there. And actually, yes, I think the last time I saw you was in Edinburgh.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, at the Fringe. But you're back here doing your show. It's an hour?
It sure is. A whole hour.
And what's the name of the show?
It's called Put That Cat Back in the Bag.
Is this like a Schrodinger's like concept kind of album type hour, or what's
it's the sort gist? Of a concept? Yeah, so it's all about how, you know, when you first meet people, yes, and you can't immediately show how weird you are, you got to like keep the cat in the bag for a while,
yes,
and then you got to be like, hey, would it be crazy if I had a cat in this bag?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's bananas. You're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
You can't really put it back once it's out, you know. So it's all
goodness.
About trying to keep your weirdness under wraps.
Yes, successfully or unsuccessfully,
yeah, mostly
as
unsuccessfully.
The case may be. Well, talk to me about your kind of flavour of weirdness.
Ooh, my flavour of weirdness. Yeah. Well, I think with me, like, my voice gives me away pretty quick. Oh. That's not a normal lady. But I don't know, I'm a bit silly. I think the show is quite silly too.
Yes.
Which I kind of lean into, which is really fun.
Do you know, I think there's just not enough silliness in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we're burning and freezing all at the same time. There's some bloody bleak shit going on at the moment. I also think sometimes, though, through silliness, you have a bit of a license to kind of just get in there with
some jabs.
Some jarring, some jarring social commentary. I mean, or not. I don't know. Is that in there for you? Is there?
Oh, there's like a couple. I hope that, I hope everyone comes to the show and they enjoy it, but I hope maybe one person comes and they leave it being like, that's the worst political comedian I've ever seen.
I'm writing to RNZ immediately. I mean, for both of you, do you feel that there's stuff that you won't do material about because you're like, no, it's too hard, or it's too serious, or it's comedy should not talk about women's rights or anything like that? If for you,
anything that you can make a joke about where you don't come off as an asshole, you're allowed to do it. It's just that not every single person can make a joke about every single thing.
Yes.
But to be honest, if you're a good comedian and you're good at writing jokes and you understand why it's funny and you're not just saying nasty crap about people, like, a good comedian can do whatever they want. A bad comedian can probably only cover like one thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of halfway there. I wouldn't do anything in the whole world, but I'm pretty loose about it.
That's actually very interesting and very insightful as well, right? Because as you say, there's like, it's like anything that you want to make a joke about, there's like a matrix of things around it, like your own relationship to the subject matter, your ability to be empathetic, to that phrase about like punching, you know, would you punch up, are you punching down or sideways or blah, blah, that kind of thing. Becky, for you, have you found it easy to talk about hard things through comedy?
Honestly, I don't really talk about hard things that much. I think I like my comedy to be sort of an escape and
gorgeous.
Like a silly just reprieve.
Yes.
It's just not my style, but I love it when comics do.
Yes.
I've never been good at it.
But I think there is also something to be said about going into a space, whether it's like a theatre or a bar. I mean, you guys are both, you're at the Basement Theatre, right? You're
Theater.
A Q Theatre.
This is way bigger than mine.
Big sister venue. There's definitely something to be said about going into a black box space, having some people have a chat to you, you having a laugh. I mean, gosh, when was the last time we had a laugh? and whether that is through escapism or explicit social commentary, so to speak. For both of you, Comedy Fest next week, what are you doing to prepare for your shows? Becky, what is it that you're doing?
I've watched a lot of people's other shows.
Oh, excellent. Any shows this week that you would recommend?
Oh, great shows. I saw Henry Yan last night.
Yes.
Very funny.
Fabulous.
Paul Douglas, very funny. Angela Dravid.
Yes.
So good. There's so many good shows. Gorgeous. I saw Olga Koch, who was amazing last night, but unfortunately she's finished. So you missed out, suckers.
Oh. For you, Ev, what do you do to prepare for your show next week?
I can't say on the radio, but it's a lot that goes into it.
And we'll leave it at that. So we've got Evie.
Nailed it.
We've got Evie. I'm just going to stop calling my daughter. Evie and Becky is in the studio today. Their show's opening next week. So we've got what's your show?
Evie and Liv are Hot to Go.
Hot to Go at the Basement Theatre. You can go to basementtheatre.co.nz or iTicket. And then, Becky, we've got your show.
Put that cat back in the bag.
At Q Theatre. Go to qtheatre.co.nz or you go to Comedy Fest. Check out the whole lineup. I would recommend going to these shows and, like, going to a few shows a night. Eh? You could probably... Could you go to both of your shows in...
No.
You could go back to back. I liked that blonde girl with the weird voice. I'm going to go see the other blonde girl with the weird voice.
Yeah,
you know, double down
on the gorgeous blondes with
There's
the weird
five days
voices.
In the week.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you both for coming to the show. Go see some comedy this month. As always, I will be at home doing comedy shows for my daughter in the lounge.
Gorgeous. Thank you guys so much for coming in. That was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.